And you know what? It is the best day ever. It is the best day ever. London, that was fantastic. How fun and beautiful shenanigans. We are so thankful for all of you. Yeah! Woo! So this month has really been all about gratitude, and today is about money being God in action. I did, last week, I put a charge out to everyone to send out grateful notes and emails and tell people how grateful you are for them. How many of you did that at least 10 times? Anybody? How many of you did that at least 20 times? 25? 22, 21, 20. It was 20, it was Margie. And okay, all right, excellent. So I have an amazing prize. So Margie, I'm going to get you yours, but you get this one. Yay. I'll have another one next week. Yeah, see? It pays to be grateful. A basket full of goodness. And Margie, I'll get you a basket full of goodness. How fun. Yeah, you come to church and you win prizes. Woo! Best day ever. I was thinking of things to be grateful for. And I am, thank you, Scott. I am grateful for you that you show up every morning at 8 o'clock, every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock to help me set up, which is great. Fantastic. To make sure everything is set. Grateful for all of you. I'm grateful for every chair in the center, knowing it is filled with love and that we are sending that love out to the universe. And we just have so much to be grateful for. And it's something to remember when we get to that space where we're not feeling grateful. Anybody ever have one of those moments? One of those days, one of those weeks where our thinking goes down a line and jump on a train that's going nowhere, instead of jumping on the gratitude train. So jumping on that gratitude train and being excited about life. And it's about convincing. I went to the store this morning and I didn't get what I was going to get, which was a Jell-O mold. Some of you have seen the demonstration. You know how you mold a Jell-O and it stays just like that? You can just keep hitting it and it just kind of keeps its mold. Yeah, that's what happens with our thoughts. That we create, because we have a tendency with our thoughts, and they create a certain pattern. And if we want to change that pattern, then we change our thinking. And simple, right? Easier said than done. So making sure that we continue to change our thinking and jump on the train of gratitude and excitement. Because sometimes people will say, oh, how you doing? Oh, I don't know, it's just kind of been, you know, it's overcast today. People will go into some kind of story sometimes. My sister's husband, her father-in-law, every time I see him, I'm like, how are you? He's like, fantastic. He just got done with the triple bypass, and I went to the hospital to visit him. And I'm like, how are you? And he's like, fantastic. And I'm like, yeah, you are. So it's stating something that we're wanting instead of the condition that we're set up in. Because the condition is always the condition. The only thing that changes the condition is our thought of mind. Because there are some things that maybe we are not in control of out there. And I'm a very controlling person, so I like to be in control of everything. And yet, sometimes we're just not in control of something that's going on. And that's where we get to be in control of our own mind, which is the good news. Yet sometimes it's the bad news, because sometimes our own mind wants to go down a different path. So if we can get in the habit of stopping that and thinking about that Jell-O mold, and it's like, oh, I'm creating this blob of thought right here, which is immersing my whole entire life. Ernest Holmes says this in The Science of Mind, which I absolutely love. We have within us a power that is greater than anything we shall ever contact in the outer world, a power that can overcome every obstacle in our life and set us safe, satisfied, and at peace, healed and prospered in a new light and in a new life. It is the power of our own mind. The mind is like a magnet, and we attract that with which we identify the self. So sometimes we're attracting things that it's like, I didn't attract this. How did I bring this in? Yet it's the sum total of all of our thoughts. So making sure that every thought is a divine thought, a good thought about our lives. You know, when I came to this teaching, one of the things that I loved most is they would say, don't believe what I say. Go home, check it out, test it. Try these theories, because we are religious science, which means religion in search of proof, and science finding the theory that works, the background, the substance. And so we are in search of our own divinity, and then we find proof that it's already right here where we are, right where we are. And so we come on Sundays to remind ourselves, because sometimes during the week we might forget. Oh yeah, I forgot I was a divine perfection of spirit flowing as that wonderful creation that we all are. Ernest Holmes goes on to say about the mind being a magnet, we attract that which we identify, the self. In order to get the most out of life, we must learn consciously to change many of our habitual thought patterns. This is not easy, for our old thought patterns cling to us with a great tendency, but being thought patterns, they can be reversed. If you are filled with fear, refill yourself with faith, for faith always overcomes fear. Having that faith. I had called a friend, and there's a workshop in February that I wanted to go to, and I called her and I said, hey, you want to go? And she's like, I don't know if I'll have the money in February. I'm like, what? Are you projecting that in February you're not going to have money? Are you kidding me? Put it out there that, hey, this is what I'm choosing to do, and I'm just trusting and knowing that the money will be there. There is a wonderful little book in the bookstore called Money is God in Action. Raymond Charles Barker wrote this book, and it is profound because it really talks about money as a spiritual idea. Because there used to be a lot of things that would people would say, money is the root of all evil. Got to work hard for the money. Work your fingers to the bone. The rich, you know, not so many good things about being rich or the people that are taking over the world. So this is all about money is just God in action. It's spirit. It's an energy that flows in as and through. And it's just paper. It's just substance. Of course, now it's just ether. You know, it's just in the air. It's just electronic transfers. However, it's a spiritual idea that the more we up our consciousness, the more flow we have coming through us. And everything is about flow. It's like our bodies. Our bodies are always, it's the ebb and flow. So think of money as an ebb and flow. It flows in, it flows out, it flows in, it flows out, which is perfect. It's wonderful. We don't want to be, oh, I got to hold on my money because I don't want it to go anywhere. Keep it in circulation, which keeps the economy healthy. It's just like our body. If I take in a breath and I don't ever exhale, it's not going to be really good for my body. It's the same thing with our cells. You know, we want things to slough off. We want the blood to continue to circulate. We want our heart to continue to beat, where it's not just taking in and holding on, but it's keeping that wonderful ebb and flow. There's some wonderful ways to change your thinking about money. First, be willing to live in the state of financial flux. Ebb and flow, and it's all good. And knowing that money always flows back in, flows out, flows in, and be open to that. And for me, one of the greatest ways to be open and to not have those blocks is forgiveness. Oh, I'm doing a forgiveness workshop today. Wow. I do invite you all to come to it. I looked at it, and it's like, wow, I only put it down for an hour and a half. Usually I do 2.5 hours. We are going to do forgiveness on steroids. We're going to come in, immerse ourselves, and I've got some wonderful ideas that really help with forgiveness. Because sometimes we have things that we just keep holding on to. It's like, oh yeah, I am good with everyone except my dad, so I'm just going to hold on to that one. Good with everyone except my ex-husband, I'll just hold on to that one. And my mom, oh, and then there's my sister, and my second grade teacher. And then we have all of our blocks that are blocking our flow. And it's like, if I have all this stuff blocking my good, I can walk around all day and say, oh yeah, life is good, except I got these blocks. So the more we can put those down and remember that when we pick them back up, that, oh yeah, I put that down already. So let me put that down and let me remember that life is good, that I can continue to be in that wonderful flow and allow goodness to come. And know that everybody is on their own journey. People are always doing the best that they can with where they are. I do not have to get into where they are. I do not have to be responsible for where they are. I just love where I am. Be at that space of love. And be at that space of allowing other people to be where they are and do what they do. I did spend Thanksgiving with my daughter and her husband and my new grandbaby, who will be one tomorrow. That's exciting. And then my oldest son came and my ex-husband. Woo, best day ever. I say we can take people in small doses. I did a lot of healing, and after I'd been married 8 years and 4 kids later, we decided that this is really not the best marriage. We're not growing further. You're growing this way, I'm growing that way. Let's go our separate ways. He went to Idaho, I went to California. Well, when my oldest son decided he wanted to live with his dad up in Idaho, it's like, well, guess I'm moving to Idaho. Can't have the good work I've done messed up. So I actually moved to Idaho across the street from my ex-husband. Best day ever. And you just learn how to continue to forgive, because sometimes hurt bubbles up and something comes out, either his side or my side. And it's like, you know what? I'm knowing that everything is divine and perfect. You're going through what you're going through. I'm going through what I'm going through. And all we can do is support these kids in the highest and best for them. So putting our own stuff aside, some our old stories aside, and being in that space of readiness. Life is good and life is very good. And knowing that money continues to flow. One of the other easy steps to change your money thinking. Remember that when you look at your bank account, if it goes down, it will also go up. Yay! Might go down, but it's going to go back up. Start to believe that money as a spiritual idea and choose to have conviction that you will always have money. And again, money is just a spiritual idea. And it was a great idea back in the day. Instead of trading chickens for, you know, you've got some corn and I need some chickens, so let's trade that. We have money, just little pieces of paper. We give it significance with our thought about it. So allowing our thought to be everyone is in their right and perfect place, and we're all supporting each other. We're blessing each other and blessing the world. And making sure that we're not ever stepping into that space of jealousy of other people, what they have. Oh, look at all they have, and I have nothing. It's like, oh, we have everything. And getting in that space of, oh, I only make this, or I only have this amount. Only is one of those words that can take us down a path. That's something that goes inside our head. It's like, I always have enough. Life supports me. And then being in that open space for it, life supports me 24/7, 365. Raymond Charles Barker says in his little book, there are unfortunately a great many people with attractive surfaces, attitudes, but the same old rubbish underneath. If you fail to direct your subconscious mind, it produces under a law of averages, and you are a nice, ineffective, sweet person. I call treatment mind surgery. It is the way in which you go into the subconscious, destroy old thought patterns and instill new ones, which means continuing to put in a new jello mold, continuing to put in new thoughts. That's why we're called new thought. Putting in new thoughts that are uplifting thoughts, that are good thoughts, because those old thoughts, it's really easy for them to just keep bubbling up. And everything that we think, that we say, that we believe goes into our subconscious mind. And we move in the direction of our most dominant thought. Our subconscious mind is directing us that way. So in order to keep moving in the way that we choose, we get to choose our thinking. So as we choose our thinking and put in those good thoughts, gets cemented down into the subconscious mind, and then we're creating a new mold as we're putting in good stuff. Stuff where we're saying things that are nice about ourselves, nice about the world, nice about the people that have maybe done us wrong. Of course, that again is a story. Ernest Holmes says this, I cleanse the windows. And if you're new to this teaching, Ernest Holmes is the founder of this teaching. He studied Jesus, Buddha, Troward, Emerson, all the great minds of the days, and put together this wonderful philosophy that has changed my life. I tell you, if I didn't have that, because I remember back in the day just thinking, so some old man in the sky is judging me. It's kind of like the Santa Claus thing, right? If I'm naughty, I get nothing. If I'm nice, I get something. And that just never really worked for me. It didn't seem to even make sense when I was 8 years old. I'm thinking, that doesn't seem to make sense. Wouldn't somebody that created me or something that created me love me unconditionally, regardless of what I do? Not condemn me to hell because I did something wrong. That didn't ever make sense to me. So when I found this teaching, it's like, oh, that makes so much sense. That the universal energy of life is flowing in as and through us. And who we are is perfect, just how we are. Not that we can't continue to better our best. The only thing that blocks us is ourselves. So Ernest Holmes says this, I cleanse the windows of my mind that it may become a mirror reflecting inspiration from the Most High. I do this not with strenuous effort, but through quiet contemplation, through gently reaching and affirming on inward recognition. I know exactly what to do in every situation. There is an inspiration within me that governs everything, every thought, with certainty, with conviction, and in peace. Which means taking some time to go within. Let me cleanse the mirror of my mind. Let me make sure that the words that I'm saying are positive for myself. Let me be loving and gentle for myself. If I mess up on something, let me not beat myself up forever about it. Anybody have a story that you keep coming back to? Oh, I wish I would have done that. Yeah, that's where we've got to. We picked it up, put it back down as quickly as we can. And the more we get on fire with this teaching and become mindful that we keep putting it down and stepping into a new thought, a better thought, that's going to create a wonderful world for myself and everyone else around me, the sooner I get in touch with that and be mindful instead of staying on that train and we're just riding down the road. It's kind of like when we drive from here to Los Angeles and we forgot that we even went through Downey, you know? What? Did I go through there already? I'm already up here. Not that we would forget, because usually there's some lovely traffic, so we get to listen to audios or talk to people on the phone, which is what I do a lot when I'm driving with the earbuds. But making sure that we're being mindful, because when we first started driving, you had to be really conscious, right? So we become conscious of our driving, and then we become so competent that we're just kind of unconsciously competent, driving our cars down the road, not even realizing what's going on around us. So this is where becoming conscious of every day, every thought, because every thought is creating my life. Every thought is building my life. Every thought. And every emotion, and taking ourselves to a space of, let me be in that gratitude space. Because when you get to a space where you're just so happy and grateful, it changes everything around. So my little grandbaby turns one tomorrow. Her name is Sierra May. And what I noticed about her, because she's learning to walk, she's doing really well, she falls down, but she never gets mad and it's like, oh, I'm not even going to try that anymore. She just keeps getting up and keeps doing it and keeps doing it. I also noticed that she's very social. She's not afraid of anyone. She'll see kids on the playground. She's just like right over there. It's like, let me know you. Let me know you. And most adults, we get into that. Life is kind of like an elevator. You get in, and as soon as the doors close, everybody stands there and beats, let's be quiet. Nobody needs to talk to anybody. Instead of just, hey, how you doing? What's going on in life? Because everybody is such a beautiful, unique individual. So getting excited about each and every person It's so fun for me to go see my grandbaby because my daughter will be holding her and I'll walk in the door and she starts kicking her legs and her hands start going because she's just so excited. Oh, someone's here to see me. So exciting. And it's like, oh, if we could just greet everyone like that, it's like, oh, I'm so excited to see you. And if we could greet every day like that, oh, I'm so excited, I woke up. Woo! Best day ever. I woke up. I got up. I went to Starbucks today. Woo! And they made coffee for me. Woo! Best day ever. Finding all the things to be grateful for, and the more you can immerse yourself in that gratitude, the better. So we have these little Money is God in Action. That is going to be your gift today. So do go out to the book table and get one today. Our beautiful bookstore ladies will generously give those to you, knowing that we are abundant. And that as we give, we absolutely do receive, that life is good. And you're going to read this little book, and your whole life is going to be a whole new mold. Yes? And my charge for you this week is to be mindful of your thoughts all day long, every day. We'll see who can do the best. Maybe there'll be a gift next week. We don't even know yet. There'll be a gift just in life. All right, so let's take all of this wonderful love and gratitude, and let's go inside our heart of hearts. Let's close our eyes to any distractions. As we just go within, knowing that the mind is a magnet and we attract that which we identify the self. Knowing that in this moment we identify the self as divine. We identify ourselves as unique, beautiful, that every cell in our body is vibrating at a whole new light, that we're releasing any of the old cells, we're letting go, that each cell is renewed in this moment, each thought is renewed in this moment, that we continue to breathe in the fullness of life, knowing we are in the ebb and flow of life, and it is good. Knowing that as we make our way through the week, that we are mindful of every thought, creating a whole new mold, a whole new life, the life that we desire. Knowing that we have purpose, we have passion, we have love, we have peace, and we have so much to be grateful for. For as we are grateful, we become great. And then we have more to be grateful for. I am so grateful for health, for love, for the support of the universe. Knowing that regardless of anything that's happening out there in the world, that right where I am is a space of peace, a space of love, a beautiful space of opulence, that I just claim it, and knowing that as I claim it, I immerse my mind, I immerse my body, I immerse my thoughts in all of that. And like a beautiful magnet, it comes right to me with ease, with grace, joyfully. And in great, great gratitude for this knowing, for this day, for the divinity, the uniqueness, and the beauty of each and every person here, I just release my word, knowing that there is all goodness. As we anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is, and so it is.